a minute after 5, and we're scheduled to begin at 5. And because of the construction work that's going on in City Hall here, which begins at 6 o'clock, we'll want to be out by then. First, we will call for the roll call and any acceptance of requested absences.
Denny Burchland?
Here.
Doug Britton?
Here.
Eric Erdman?
Here.
Marsha Hales?
Here.
Bob Hendrickson?
Here.
Dennis Lampkin?
Here.
Susan Lotto?
Here.
Kim Mackey?
Here.
Steve Nyes?
Here.
Andrew Poole?
Here.
Bill Sample?
Here.
Delia Seem?
Here.
Peggy Spehar? John Strongarm?
Here.
George Zimmerman?
Here.
President Lampkin, Ms. Spehar is out of town and requests to be excused.
Thank you. Approval of the of her absence. Have a motion. Have a motion. Second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of minutes.
President Lampkin, we ask that be carried over to another meeting.
All right. Thank you very much.
And communications. We
have communications.
City Attorney Samin draft ordinance amending Chapter 2, Section 4 of the City Charter to allow for eligible person to fill vacancy until the first Monday in January after the next municipal election. Received. City Attorney Samin draft ordinance amending Chapter 2, Section 4 of the City Charter to allow the City Council to choose an eligible person by coin toss to fill vacancy in the council if in the council is deadlocked. Received. City Attorney Samin draft ordinance amending Chapter 2, Section 5 of the City Charter to establish a procedure to set the fee paid to City Council members for service as members of the City Council. Received. Duluth Better Ballot Campaign Committee submitting wording of a proposed charter change to allow for ranked choice voting in municipal elections. Received. Commissioner Erdman submitting communication regarding his concerns about the proposed ranked choice voting charter change amendment. Received. Fair Vote Minnesota submitting communications responding to Commissioner Erdman's communication regarding ranked choice voting. Received. At this time, there's no unfinished business. First item of new business, draft ordinance amending Chapter 2, Section 4 of the City Charter to allow an eligible person to fill a vacancy until the first Monday in January after the next municipal election.
Johnson.
Lampkin, Charter Commissioners. I don't know if there are any questions or we, this is an issue that's been kind of percolating, especially at the City Council level, for well over a year. I know Councilor Gardner has worked hard on it, as have other councilors. We met with a subcommittee of this group on May 5th and worked through this issue and some other issues that we'll talk about later. And I think that that subcommittee made some really good progress, had some really good ideas and good discussions, and came up with this particular ordinance, which we drafted up, which clarifies an issue that we had a while back, whether a new councilor starts right after the election, or do they wait till that first Monday in January. This makes it clear, and so we submit this for your review and hopefully your approval.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion regarding the draft ordinance? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Draft ordinance amending Chapter 2, Section 4 of the City Charter to allow the City Council to choose an eligible person by coin toss to fill vacancy in the council if the council is deadlocked.
Chair Lampkin, again, this is another product of our committee meeting we had on May 5th. And again, it's an issue that goes back. We've addressed this for many years, and Councilor Gardner is here too. She may have some comments. But when somebody resigns or leaves the council, there's always an issue about how to pick the new councilor. And you are left, our council has 9 members. When you have one that leaves, you have 8 members, which inevitably leads to a 4-4 tie. We have worked with various methods to break that tie. The last time we used a different method, and there was that led to some controversy. And so the subcommittee of this group, along with Councilor Gardner, and we sat down and kind of built on a lot of the work that a previous council committee had worked on, and came to a consensus on this particular ordinance, which would allow the council to flip a coin in the case where there's a deadlock. And so, again, I would recommend this for approval.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion regarding that?
Thank the committee, our charter commission members that were on that committee, and Attorney Johnson and others who worked through both of these issues. And I will just add, I was involved in a coin toss many years ago, and it worked out okay. So I think it's a logical way to end things.
Thank you.
I have no problem with the coin toss idea. It sounds like a good idea. My question is, when that coin toss happens, if or should it be that on the first vote there's a tie, if the coin is tossed, then nobody has a chance to change their vote and to break the tie. So the question then becomes is on the if the tie vote is the first vote, you know, I think logic tells me that there should be at least one more vote for somebody to change their vote if they wish.
Gardner?
Thank you. It says Stauber up there. That isn't who you are, Chair Lampkin. I just wanted to clarify that the council will determine the process by which the appointee is chosen. And there usually is at least four ballots, and there has been talk of even going up to seven ballots, but that part will be done in resolution. And then the council president will decide at some point between the fourth and the seventh ballot whether there is a deadlock, and then the coin toss would then come into play. And it should also be pointed out that this is the method that Minnesota statute uses to break ties. So I think that we are on pretty firm legal ground.
I thank you for that clarification.
Thank you. Any other comments? If not, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Draft ordinance amending Chapter 2, Section 5 of the City Charter to establish a procedure to set the fee paid to City Council members for service as member of the City Council.
Chair Lampkin, Commissioners, again, it's my same speech, but this came out of the work of the May 5th committee and some discussion in collaboration with the councilors. The question of how to set council pay is a difficult question. It's one that has been hard for many, many different cities, and Duluth is not unique in that way. I think that the process that has been set forth here is a compromise. It's a real common sense, workable, straightforward solution to a difficult problem. And you know, if you want me to talk more about the process that's been set forward, but I think it's fairly straightforward in the charter. And you know, Councilor Gardner may have some comments on that too, but I think it's a good procedure going forward.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second? We have a second. Discussion regarding that?
Unfortunately, I couldn't be at the committee meeting because I was out of state when it took place. But the way this is set up, the councilors will still have to vote for their own raise, correct?
That is correct.
And in the past, that's been part of the problem because councilors are hesitant to give themselves a raise on the appearance, and that's why it goes a decade or two decades without a raise. Councilors that were involved in this committee, was there an understanding that try to get some of that stigma away from it. So if we make a recommendation of a pay increase, it would get some reasonable consideration. Because if they're all going to get voted down because no one wants to give themselves a raise, it seems like we're just kind of spinning our wheels.
Commissioner Strongitharm, I think you make good points, and these are obviously points that were considered by the subcommittee. I'd point out three things. One, the timing of the change is now more driven by the Charter Commission than it was by the council. So the Charter Commission can start that process on a more regular basis. I think that's one significant change. The second thing is the vote requirement has been modified from a unanimous 9-0 vote, which it was in the past, to now a two-thirds vote, which is, I mean, obviously it's a supermajority, but it's not one person doesn't have a veto anymore. And finally, I think it's been clarified that no new compensation or fee will come into play until the January after the next municipal election. So it clarifies that point too. I think those are three significant points that have been made in this ordinance.
Any other comments? Ms. Gardner?
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Lampkin. Thank you for your question. Keep calling you Chief, but Mr. Strongitharm. And that was a consideration, and your concerns were taken into consideration when it was discussed. And what this is doing, and I think is really helpful, it's changing the process, and it is putting the it is keeping the decision about how much and the amounts with the Charter Commission, which I think is very sensible. But then by ordinance, we will be voting it up or down, the recommendation of the Charter Commission, but the council will take the Charter Commission's recommendation very seriously. And I think the timing, like if we're looking at something this year, would be practically ideal, because most of the council actually is going to be changing. So if the Charter Commission and the committee were to make a decision this year after we change the process, if they were to move forward and change this, then certainly there would be a lot of room for the council to support this, and I think it would be a very clean process. And it takes a lot of the political piece out of it, which is important. I guess the only comment that I have is looking at the ordinance, and I'm really hoping that the commission is planning on taking action on this. The committee is planning on taking action on this, because the language about the fee of $833 per month, which is what we're receiving now, has been crossed out. So I'm hoping that isn't going to be an issue. I guess Mr. Johnson can maybe answer that or speak to that a little more, but that's my only concern.
Thank you, Councilor Gardner, for that difficult question. No, it would be my opinion at this time that the $833 would continue until changed, because that has been approved by the council through the process, and so that was the fee that was set, and the fee does not change until this process is followed.
Okay, so and this ordinance is changing the process, not the compensation at this point.
That being said, I do agree with you that the review sooner rather than later would be better, because we want to make sure that any ambiguity that there is about the fee is clarified and it's set to go forward. So I agree with you on that point too.
Thank you.
Lee?
In the document here, there's no limit on the percentage jump at any one session, and I'm wondering if you thought about that. I mean, it also doesn't define, it doesn't say that it only jumps up. It also could jump down. So they could, you know, it could conceivably, the Charter Commission could say zero, and your only choice is to agree with it. I'm just wondering if...
Or not,
yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I guess I would like to defer to a member of the committee to speak to that. I know that this was discussed, and maybe Delia, you have some, and or Susan, you might have some recollection about that.
Talk about that, and some of the issue with the current charter was having a fixed number and not having.
You need to talk into that.
Oh, sorry. Having the fixed number in the charter, not being able to control it, but making sure that by going through us, by going through the Charter Commission as a recommendation, we could kind of reflect what's happening in the current economy, what's happening with other city employees, and maybe it will be 3%, maybe some years it'll be less. Right now, the councilors have not had a change for how many years, Sharla?
Since the turn of the century.
So we've talked about trying to get them up to speed for the last 15 years sooner, and then kind of making it reflect what's changing with the city employees. And so I think the key to remember is that the Charter Commission is made up of the citizens who are going to be making this recommendation to the councilors, and the councilors will have to decide one way or another, but hopefully will be a reasonable body, you know, coming to the table and making a recommendation together that matches, not saying zero. And another thing I'd add that we talked about at our committee was the challenges that the city has had attracting candidates for council. And so certainly we're thinking about how we can make it not cost councilors so much money to be on the council. It is a public service, but it's certainly been taxing to some of the younger families that have wanted to serve on the council. I think I got that right.
I totally agree. I think it's been taxing, particularly to people with young families and the child care costs, and especially if both parents are working. And we don't want the council to just be full of retired people and or wealthy people. We want them to represent. We want our councilors to represent our community.
Absolutely. Doug?
What's wrong with retired people?
Yeah. What is wrong with retired people?
My question, what's wrong with retired people?
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
My question, though, is for the committee. Was there any consideration of a simple majority rather than two-thirds? And I understand you went from a 9-0 to a two-thirds. Was there any discussion at all over a simple majority?
Well, yes, we did discuss that, and I think Attorney Johnson covered it earlier and maybe touched on it briefly, but the whole point is that right now, if for any charter recommendation, it has to be a unanimous vote by the council, and so this is actually opening it up, and so the two-thirds seemed reasonable because we didn't want just one person to have veto power. We wanted to have a solid majority, and a minimum of six votes is a certainly solid majority.
Thank you. Susan?
It is no.
Just a follow-up to that, what Councillor Gardner is saying, that, you know, it's an important decision, and having that supermajority, we felt, as a committee, was important. And then also in regarding salary going up or staying the same or whatever, again, part of the reflection of the current economy, what other city employees are receiving as part of their, if it's a raise, frozen salaries or whatever, that's all part of the reflection of the times that we can't know. We did talk about quite a few of those issues, I believe.
Right. It was vetted. Right. Okay. Mr. Strongarm?
This is more of a procedural thing. I'd like to see the pay like a standard in the July meeting agenda item, so it doesn't get lost somewhere in the system. And that way we'll all know what's coming, because it'll be on the agenda. We'll have time to think and review it and be more timely. If we can, just like elections and stuff like that, we can get whatever one makes sense to have that on the agenda annually.
As a standard commission agenda item.
I support the proposal as drafted.
Because there's only one meeting of the Charter Commission before the next election, I would like to see some sort of report or communication from city staff regarding what other cities or municipalities of similar size and governmental structure pay their councilors so that we can take action at the next meeting. So it's in place, or hopefully in place, prior to the next election.
And we did have that information at the at the committee meeting too, so that's easily shared. Any others? Now we have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Fair Vote Minnesota, wording a proposed charter change to allow for ranked choice voting in municipal elections.
Okay. Obviously, we have a number of speakers, and we appreciate that very much. This matter, Mr. Johnson, correct me if I'm wrong, because it we had the prerequisite number of signatures, will be forwarded to the City Council. So we will not be making a recommendation. It'll bypass us and go right to the City Council for action to bring it to the general electorate as a voting item. Am I correct, Mr. Johnson?
Chair Lampkin, I think you're essentially correct. The Charter Commission does have a role in this process. The role is not at this point to determine whether or not ranked choice voting is good for Duluth or not. It's in the process of, there's been a petition. The clerk's office will be looking at that petition to verify that the names and the numbers are sufficient. What you are to do here is, as part of that process, to look at this and make sure there are not questions or issues of legality, which I am happy to advise you on. You are to review this and then pass it on to the City Council. I think there should be a vote, but I would strongly recommend that you pass this on unless we there's something that I don't know about the legality that that would justify not passing that on.
Right, that was my understanding. At this point, we call for a motion to move this agenda item to move on to the City Council. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion regarding this item?
Fair voting.
No,
or is it just saying you're sending it to the City Council?
Correct. This is part of a process, and what this process, if the signatures are sufficient and they meet the requirements and it meets the next steps, it will mean that it is put to the members of our community to vote on whether or not this is something that they want or not to. So that is the discussion that will be going forward, and I'm sure we'll hear some of that tonight, but that's not necessarily your role today as we move forward.
Is this on?
Yep.
Okay. My only concern from a legality standpoint is ranked choice voting, that terminology can refer to any ranked choice voting method. And that's in there along with the single transferable vote, which is a specific one. And so having both of those in the wording of this makes it, I think, kind of ambiguous. Just because it's one specific method and then a variety of different methods. So I don't know if that's a concern that we need to take up or not, but.
Commissioners, I think that's a fair point. And that is something that we have discussed and worked through. And actually, I was just met with Councillor Gardner before this, and we were talking about that very same issue. If you look at the proposed ordinance before you, and let me just see the Section 37, it talks about municipal elections, and then it talks about notwithstanding, and the last sentence of that paragraph says that the City Council shall, by ordinance, establish the ballot format and the rules for casting and counting the votes for districts and at-large seats. So you're dealing with a more generalized ordinance.
Obviously, there are going to be a lot of details if this does, and it's a question, if it does pass the at the referendum stage, then it's going to come back to the city council and they're going to have some work to do. And so those details, there is a process for ironing out those details, but yes, there are some ambiguities in those questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? If not, we have a motion and a second on the on this item on the floor. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We have one opposition. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Can I have clarification on the nay votes, please? Commissioner Hales and Commissioner Hendrickson, just raise your hands.
Nay.
Nay.
Oh, two.
Nay.
I'm sorry.
Two? Okay.
Thank you. There are no other items?
President Lampkin, the next scheduled required meeting is the October 1, but I'll be discussing with you and Attorney Johnson logistics in light of the ordinance on the council fee. We may have to jockey around in timing so we can work that out. But other than that, October.
Okay. We need a motion to adjourn. We have a motion. And a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We beat it. We beat the noise in the hall. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. No problem.